I'm joined now by Canadian singer-songwriter Field Guide, aka Dylan McDonald. Dylan, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
So right now you're in transit. You're kind of at near the end of this North American tour. How has touring been so far for you?
It's been great. It's been a lot of things. I've been out for a while. I was out for about a month by myself, starting September 16th. And yeah, I toured out to Vancouver and then down the coast of the US and up to Colorado. And then my band met me in Texas, and we've been out for, I guess, about 2.5 weeks or so. And we've got a couple more weeks. And then, yeah, we finish it off in Winnipeg on November 22nd.
So this tour, it's kind of like half solo sets and then half kind of quote full band soft rock shows. How do these two types of playing like vary for you, and which are you kind of pulled to this day, like these days, do you find?
I mean, it's just been a cool opportunity to do both. The solo portion of it was really nice for me after a busy summer of playing, and I mean, really just a busy few years of playing. Every kind of since the pandemic, it's just been pretty go go go. So, getting to just have some kind of alone time to play music and kind of drive around some really beautiful spots in the country was really, really nice. But by the time that kind of chapter finished up, I was definitely ready for some company, and so it's been real fun to just make music on stage with my pals and yeah, do something a little bit different now.
Nice. Yeah, when you're not on tour, you're based out in Winnipeg. How do you find like the music scene there? And maybe I guess more broadly, do you find anything kind of specific about making music in the prairies? Like, how does that shape what you've been doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely surrounded by a lot of inspiring folks, friends. We're making music, touring, and recording. It's definitely like a special thing going on in Winnipeg right now. A lot of people in our community are really, yeah, going for it and really putting their back into writing the best songs they can, making the best records they can, and whatnot. So it's an inspiring time there right now for sure. And it's also just a super isolated, cold, desolate, wonderful hole. And yeah, I think that it reads sort of a unique thing.
Are there any like artists, I guess either current collaborators or people in past out there that like in working in Manitoba that you find you take inspiration from?
Yeah, for sure. Growing up, came up as the Brothers Landreth were kind of in their early days, and they really fostered a community, like supporting each other. And it's kind of blossomed from there. It's a lot of projects. Like my friend Chris Ulrich's out with me, a bunch of my music and has a great solo project as well. And Friend Fontaine and Boy Golden and Roman Clark and a bunch of folks that are, a lot of us have known each other since high school, and everyone's kind of doing their own thing now, but there's a lot of overlap, and it's a cool thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's always nice to see these little like pockets of like Canadian independent music happening in all these different cities. And just kind of how the sounds really vary based on things like climate and geography. Like,
Totally,
I feel like
yeah.
Manitoba has a sound that is obviously quite different from, where we are here in Montreal.
Yeah, right.
I guess kind of with that, like your latest record, to me, I find at least has kind of a heavier, almost like kind of darker tone than some of your previous work. It has more, kind of like the drum machines and synths. What has been drawing you towards this direction?
I mean, definitely part of it has been messing around by myself a little bit, and that being somewhat geared towards like more nighttime recording and writing and that kind of thing, as opposed to studio sessions that start at 10 a.m. So I think there's something, yeah, just about kind of recording late at night by myself at home that maybe makes it lean that way. And yeah, I guess just experimenting with some sort of like vocal effects and different synth things that lead in a little bit of a darker direction and a little bit yeah, more nighttime vibes or something like that. But yeah, I hear you. I do think that it is a little bit of a new flavor on this record.
Yeah, was there anything that you were listening to in the like writing and recording of Rudin Freya that you found kind of ended up in the record a bit?
Yeah, I think so. It feels funny to use these as a reference because what the record is so far from them in a way, but I was listening to a lot like Tame Impala and Sylvanesso, slightly like more electronic kind of leaning stuff. And I do think that kind of bled into it a little bit.
Yeah, I think I can see that. I think especially like the Sylvanesso influence on some of those kind of some of the tracks that lean maybe a little bit away from folk and with the more the more kind of synth feel.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean it's obviously quite different, but when you say that I can see that and maybe the songs like style, I feel like I can see a little bit of that influence in there. But
That's
that's,
cool.
yeah, but that's interesting. I guess also with like the kind of late night sessions and stuff like that, do you find that your kind of writing and recording tends to be more of like a solitary process for you, or how much does like a wider band come into that? Like is there collaboration from the start, or is it like a solitary project that then brings other people in at a later stage?
Yeah, this record was kind of like split pretty evenly in half. I'd recorded pretty much the whole thing like largely by myself, which was like a really cool experiment and kind of like a marker for me after like kind of working on my craft as like as an engineer, producer, or whatever. It felt cool to kind of do that, take it more into my own hands, but kind of came to a point where I just realized about halfway through that some of the songs would just be better served by being live off the floor with like a band in a room. So we did redid about half the record like that, and so it was very much collaborative. And yeah, so therefore it's kind of a mix. There's a few tunes that are like completely me recording and programming drum machine, that sort of thing, and then a few of them are like almost solely live off the floor with friends just playing together. So yeah, so it's kind of a meld, I guess.
So I guess I'll kind of can wrap up. I don't want to take too much of your time because you're playing
No
tonight,
worries.
right? You're playing, you've got a show tonight before your one tomorrow here in Montreal.
Two, yeah, forward to it.
I guess, yeah. So we've got a few stops left on your tour, but what's next for you when you get back home?
I'm gonna try and do absolutely nothing for a while. I'm gonna try and just get up and go for a walk and learn how to read, and I'd probably write some songs too. And probably get restless about like 2 or 3 weeks in and start planning other stuff. But I'm gonna really try to.
No, that makes sense. I feel like, as a creative person, like you're probably always have something going on, but that kind of needed like at least physical rest after tour to be able to be able to produce more later.
Totally, totally. Yeah, I think it would
Yeah, thanks so much for talking to me.
good. Thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope you have a great time here in Montreal tomorrow. Casa del Popolo is a lovely venue.
Ooh, yeah, it's one of our favorite cities on the continent, so we're really looking forward to it.
Great. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks so much for chatting with me. I'll let you get back to the tour van. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.